Mutants, 1967. Assemblage of prefabricated concrete with pink granite aggregate by Maxime Decombin, 1909 to 2003. Mutants spreads out in space according to an arrangement of combined forms. Slabs of square and rectangular concrete have been cut up, pierced and slotted together, evoking a kind of three-dimensional grid. There is a certain tension between the straight lines and the curves of the different elements. The solid areas and the hollows, or furthermore the light and shade, play with the interior space whilst blending perfectly with the natural environment of Paul Mistral Park. The work was made within the framework of the first French Symposium of Sculpture in 1967. This international rendezvous for artists expressed the town of Grenoble's desire to confront sculptors with the urban structures that accompanied the organisation of the 1968 Winter Olympics. Around 15 works were thus created in situ, from the northern entrance of the town to the Olympic Village and through Paul Mistral Park. Maxime Decombin started working as a stonemason in a quarry when he was a teenager, before taking drawing classes at the Fine Arts School in Mâcon and then working for a local sculptor. During the 1930s, he worked with wood and stone in a figurative style, creating many portraits. After the Second World War, moving towards abstraction became a necessity for him, and he entered a period of experimentation that led him to make his first serial sculptures. They are characterized by the repetition of one of the basic elements that the artist called a simple, and from which the works have an infinite potential for transformation. The geometric forms and the variety of combinations that came out of them steered his artistic production towards monumental sculptures made from concrete or metal. This work was commissioned by the town of Grenoble in 1967. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.